future.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hearts of Sports Network podcast. I am your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Coker Al,
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate.
How was y'all's weekends?
I work every weekend, but it was good. I was able to catch up on a lot of work and sleep on top of that.
Yeah. I had a long weekend. I had a basketball thing on Sunday. It went well, so that's it. And now I'm, like, really tired, but that's about it.
What about you?
I stayed home and watched football. My grandparents were in town from Florida, so that was fun.
What team you went for?
I'm a Carolina fan.
Oh.
So, disappointment again, but it's all right.
Total random question, but Demaya, who's your favorite music artist?
I like Ella May and Rye Wave.
Coker, what about you?
I feel like I have a lot of unpopular music opinion. But I'd say for all time for me, probably Elvis. Grew up on him, so that's probably Elvis for me.
What about you?
I pretty much listen to everything, so I don't really got no favorite music artists.
Yeah. And now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Recap.
The Red Foxes hosted top-ranked Dillon High School this past Friday. The Foxes fell to Dillon 59-35. The Red Foxes got out of the gates quickly, scoring the first 21 points of the game. Dillon scored a touchdown just for the half and got the two-point conversion to make the score 21-8 at the half. Dillon came out strong in the second half, but the Foxes still held a 35-27 lead after the third quarter. The fourth quarter was all Wildcats. They would go on to score 32 unanswered to make the final score 59-35. Scoring for the Foxes were Jayshawn Anderson, Cole Wimbert, McKendry Douglas, Carmelo McDaniel, and Damarion Coe.
The HSN Offensive Player of the Game is Carmelo McDaniel.
The HSN Defensive Player of the Game is Damarion Coe.
This Friday, the Foxes will travel to take on Irma.
Here is Athletic Director Brad Bull with this week's upcoming event.
All right, this weekend, Red Fox Athletics, we got volleyball actually got canceled today, and so we'll travel to them later on in the season, but for today it's canceled. So we got golf home versus South Florence. That's at 4:30. And then tomorrow we got tennis and volleyball home versus Myrtle Beach. Volleyball is going to be middle school night, so middle school volleyball team will be recognized in the middle school. Students can come for free. And then we have golf. We'll travel to Wilson. They play at the Country Club of South Carolina whenever they do that, traveling over there. So it'd be kind of a full day on Tuesday. Nothing on Wednesday. On Thursday, everything's home. We got tennis and volleyball again, both of them versus North Myrtle Beach this time. They'll start at 6 o'clock, with a little bit later start time due to traveling for the beach schools. And then JV football will host Irmo at 6:30. And then on Friday, our swim team actually hosts their first event of the season versus West Florence and a couple other schools at the Hartsville YMCA. That event will start just later in the afternoon. And then football travels to Irmo for a 7:30 start time. And then on the 17th, swim actually got canceled. We won't be traveling to Myrtle Beach on the 17th. So football will kind of wrap up the week for us going to Irmo.
Thank you, Coach Boob. Go out and support all of our Foxes this week.
And that's the Red Fox Weekend Recap.
Now it's time for the Calabrese Corner segment brought to you by Alloway Printing. At Alloway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. Welcome to the show, Coach.
What up?
Tough loss Friday. Before we get into the game, Coach, what is your favorite music artist?
I knew y'all were going to hit me with that. I'm definitely not an Elvis fan. Sorry about that, Coker. But he did have some cool Cadillacs. But, you know, I'm a country artist, I guess. I enjoy Luke Combs. But when I'm exercising, some old school rock and roll, man, some AC/DC, some stuff like that to get me in that mode. But, a little bit like everything, just enjoy music.
Coach, we started out with 21 unanswered points. Halftime score 21-8. What were your thoughts at halftime?
It was a long football game. I thought we played extremely well in the first half. And we threw the ball really well, caught the ball very well. made a lot of plays defensively. You know, I felt like we were playing really good. You know, knew it was going to be hard in the second half. Obviously, I didn't know it was going to be that hard. But, you know, felt like we were in a good place and playing well.
This week, did y'all, in practice, did y'all start throwing the ball more, or were y'all just, was it just in the game, let's try to get their defense? We talked to Mello about it, and Mello said he didn't expect it, but he was ready for anything that happened.
Well, you know, listen, we can throw the ball. It's not that we can't. I mean, last year McKendry threw for 1,400 yards. It was fifth most in Hartsville history in a single season, so it's not like we can't throw it. We haven't had to. And,
yes,
and I think that that's the thing about it. And, you know, Friday night we had to. Dylan was a really good defense. They're big, strong. They took some chances. They knew they had to stop us from running the ball. They were doing a good job of that, overwhelming us a little bit with human beings. And we had to throw the ball. And like I said, for the first half, we did really well and just couldn't sustain it.
Sir, what do you think was the turning point in the game?
Oh, there's a lot of turning points. You know, a game's full of up and downs. And, you know, we tell our kids all the time, don't let the highs be too high and the lows be too low. But, you know, when you got about 7,000 people out there and people are hooping and hollering and you jump out to a big lead, it becomes an emotional roller coaster. I think we had Dylan on the ropes a little bit from their emotional. But, you know, we had an interception. And you know, I think that, you know, McKendry played great. And, you know, it's – when kids make mistakes, the quarterback's mistakes are magnified. And he probably – I mean, he played extremely well, but he made one bad decision. And that bad decision started to snowball a little bit. Now, it shouldn't. It was one mistake. He actually made a great tackle on the 5-yard line to give us a chance to get a stop. And then I think it just kind of snowballed from there. And, you know, in sports – it's all a roller coaster ride, and you're going to have great moments and you're going to have bad moments, and you have to respond. It shouldn't be – you shouldn't be able to say what was the turning point. You know, it shouldn't be like that. It should just be, hey, that was a bad play. Let's move on, make the next play. But I think that kind of dropped our kids. It allowed them to close the gap to a 7-point game, and I think we just kind of settled, and we just couldn't get it back.
Our offense has – been really good running the ball so far this season. Dylan was able to hold us to 100 rushing yards, our lowest total this season. What did they do that was so effective against our offense?
Well, number one is their defensive ends, or their defensive line is really good. And they took a lot of chances, you know, and it paid off. We didn't hold our blocks. We didn't quite open holes. If you look at the film, we were about maybe a foot away from breaking a few of those, but we didn't. And that's part of sports, as part of football. You got to make the plays. And the creases in the run game were there, but they weren't there very long, and we couldn't sustain it. On the flip side of that is they gave us some things in the passing game, and we dropped a couple balls that we should have had and just missed. And, you know, I think that anytime you play sports, unfortunately, you're going to lose some. Nobody wants to lose, but you're going to. And I think it's about what can you learn moving forward that's going to benefit you in the future. And hopefully we learned a lot.
All right, Coach, our defense has been stellar, especially against the run. On Friday, Dylan's running back rushed for a combined 464 yards. What were they able to do successful against our defense?
Well, we didn't expect them to, you know, it's hard. I don't want to get into too much football speak, you know, because I know there's a lot of different kind of people listening to this. But, again, they overwhelmed us with bodies. We didn't see that on film. They were much more spread out in what they were doing. And when they got desperate, when we were holding them down, they just added a bunch of people. Well, we had to add a bunch of people, and the problem is we hadn't practiced that. And so they called it run fits. It's where everybody's supposed to go. It's almost like a puzzle, okay? And we hadn't really practiced that puzzle with all those pieces. And so we had two pieces we couldn't get to the right spot. And that really, you know, when you evaluated the film, it was that mistake that cost us probably about 300 yards rushing. But it's something that, you know, we have to look in the hourglass, and we have to say, okay, well, wait, we got to practice that a heck of a lot more if our guys weren't in position to make that play. And so we'll fix that. And that's like I said, I mean, you win and lose, and you prepare a football team. I mean, we spend 90 hours of preparation, If you don't see it, we call it don't chase ghosts. You know, we don't know what Dylan's planning. We can only defend or go against what we see. And then when they come out with something different, we have to adjust. And I think we just didn't – our kids couldn't adjust very well, and our coaches, we just quite couldn't get them in the right spot. And it was kind of a perfect storm in the fourth quarter of bad. And that's what happens, and we lost the game.
Coach, what was the message to the team after the game?
The first thing I told them was we love them. You know, I think so many times is wins and losses become personal, and I don't get that. I mean, I love our football team. And so they need to understand that. Was I disappointed? Absolutely. If you weren't disappointed, you shouldn't have got on the bus. Yes. And so you need to show emotion, raw emotion. And my raw emotions, I was mad. I wasn't mad at them. I was just disappointed. So the first thing I told him was I love him, and that, you know, it's okay to show emotion, and you should show emotion. And we've got some things to fix, and as long as you can have a great attitude about fixing it. Because, listen, everybody, you know how it is. We had a great win last week. Everybody in town told them how great they were. We played bad Friday night, and guess what they heard all Saturday? Oh, man, y'all ain't no good. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all can't do this. That was the same people last weekend telling the guys, hey, man, y'all are great. Y'all the best thing I ever seen, man. That was unbelievable. And I think as athletes, we have to understand that fan is short for fanatic. And we're happy that people are so excited about the game, but we as athletes can't listen to all that stuff. Their emotions are going to go high and low based on a performance on one night. Listen, don't listen to that stuff. You know who you are. You know what you believe in. And so that's what we're telling them. Say, hey, we know how to fix this. Y'all know how to fix this. Just don't listen to the outside noise. Just show up to work and let's get better and have fun. You know, it's a long season to go. We got a good football team. Obviously, we're going to learn a lot throughout the season, and sometimes we're going to be real happy on a Friday, and sometimes we're not. But it's a journey. So that's the message. You know, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged about our kids seeing them yesterday. I think they're fired up and ready to go, and we got another tough challenge on Friday. So hopefully we're a little bit better.
We're on the road this week, Coach, headed to Irmo High School in Irmo, South Carolina. What is the focus for our defense this week against them?
Well, the good thing is I think we're going to face a little bit of what we saw last week. So it's a chance for redemption. Irmo is huge. I'm talking about, I don't even know if they make that big of football pants for kids. I didn't get a roster, right? But I'm telling you, them dudes are huge. So we're tiny. If you ever saw us play, I mean, we hand out about 29 medium pants, another 18 smalls. I only got one 3X. And in football, it's like you want a little bit bigger human beings. I guess we got to feed them some more biscuits or something. But, you know, so it's a great opportunity to redeem yourself or go against what you just faced last week and see if we can fix the problems. And, you know, it's our last non-conference game. So, again, we'll come to a week off after this. So, you know, just trying to end up the first part of the season on a positive note, fix our issues, and hopefully play well in a tough place to play against a really good football team.
How about our offense? What do we need to do on the side of the ball to be successful?
Yeah, it's, you know, we got to sustain blocks. We have to – I mean, we're even on a turnover margin. Now, again, y'all don't understand all that except that when you turn the ball over, you don't want to be even. You want to have more turnovers than you're given. And I think that right now, early in the season, we've turned the ball over a little bit, so we got to fix that. But I think just sustaining our blocks, making plays, you know, our receivers on the outside making plays to help the run game. And I think that we have to continue to do that. We have to continue to work on our pass protection. You know, again, a running team has to throw the ball against certain people, and we have to continue to work on that. So, you know, we're going to do that. We're going to work on it. I promise you we're going to be better, and look forward to it.
Well, Coach Catherine, we want to thank you for your time. Good luck this week against Irmo, and see you next week.
Y'all, thank you very much, and have a great week.
You too.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I am your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Coach Rowell,
Jazzy Ferguson.
We are out. Boom! We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.